want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is the saucier. It took me more than a few years to find my calling as a chef. This may seem outlandish, but I worked for at least 6, if not 7 years toiling in kitchens before I woke up one day and realized this isn't a temporary gig, not after this many years. My expectations of being something less brutal, less demanding, less sweaty simply didn't materialize. I began to fall in love with cooking. It took cookbooks to wake me up in the fullest sense, and by the time I was reading such books as the epic La Russe Gastronomique, I knew that my next goal in the kitchen was to become the saucier. It is said that the saucier is the poet of the kitchen. I liked that. I had a kitchen soul brother while working at the Pier House in Key West during this time. His name was Danny McHugh. He was ahead of me experience-wise when it came to sauce-making, but his love of it caught a fire in me. Soon we were suggesting sauces to go with our dishes to our chef, who found our zeal more empowering than threatening. Maybe because she was a woman and knew things about human nature more difficult to grasp than it seems so many men do. We made sure we understood the French mother sauces, which were originally codified by the great chef Carême and then bolstered by Auguste Escoffier. The 5 are béchamel, velouté, espagnol, sauce tomate, and hollandaise. Perhaps more than any other cookbook, it was Paula Wolfert's The Cooking of Southwest France that caused me the most revolutionary instructions on making sauces. It was there, in her book, that I learned of the lamentably unknown and wrongfully overlooked chef and teacher, André Guyot. In a short, single 18-line paragraph, his method of making sauces, which he called stratification, forever changed my view on this ancient noble art. I had already nearly banished roux. Well, nearly. I did use it for the béchamel, but I hid it from the other cooks for fear they would want to overuse them in other sauces where they no longer belonged. Instead, I now followed Guyot's stratification scripture. I would, as guided, start with an acid, follow with a rich protein, and finish with some fat through a series of rapid reductions to arrive at a lighter, more clearly defined, and complementary sauce than the old hoary sauces of days gone by. But soon I was learning more about sauces from around the globe, and I allowed the dominance of French ways to recede. I was and am an American, and I tasted the foods and sauces of Mexico, a colossus of cuisine in terms of nuanced, complex, and vastly different sauces. And I equally fell in love with the wildly diverse cuisines of Asia, where I learned other dimensions of making sauces. One of my favorite food writers has been Raymond Sokolov. In his book, The Saucier's Apprentice, he wrote, "Great chefs, it goes without saying, still continue the art of the saucier, the sauce chef, and we pay them in bundles for their efforts, because we agree, to paraphrase Briat Savarin, that a great meal without a sauce is like a beautiful woman without clothes. It can prove and satisfy the appetite, but it lacks the coating of civilization that would arouse our fullest interest." Saucy, say I. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Now here's old Father, a wicked old man, drinks more sauce than the other bugs can. He drinks to the sauce every morn, that's why to the sauce was born. See him shake.